You're gonna marry my brother Johnny.
Yeah, would you like to go someplace so we could talk?
I have no life.
Excuse me?
I have no life. My brother Johnny took my life from me.
I don't understand you.
And now he's getting married. He has his. He's getting his. And he wants me to come. What is life?
You know, I didn't come here to upset you.
They say bread is life. And I bake bread, and I sweat and shovel this stinking dough in and out of this hot hole in the wall, and I should be so happy. Huh, sweetie? You want me to come to the wedding of my brother Johnny? Where's my wedding? Chrissy, over by the wall. Bring me the big knife.
No, Ronnie!
Bring me the big knife. I'm gonna cut my throat.
Maybe I should come back another time.
No, I want you to see this. I want you to watch me kill myself so you can tell my brother Johnny on his wedding day, okay? Chrissy, bring me the big knife!
I tell you, I won't do it!
She won't do it.
Was that a yay or nay on that Moonstruck clip? I couldn't
big
gauge
nay.
Your reaction. Big yay.
No, big nay.
Damn it. Damn
it. Was awful. And to think those people are two A-list celebrities.
Well,
that was the worst thing I've ever heard.
I kind of like it. It's like the last time Nick Cage didn't play Nick Cage. Like he actually.
Because he can't play anything. He's trying to do like Brando meets Christopher Walken and failing on all levels.
I guess with the visual, you need him, like, shaking his emphatic wop hands as he asks for the knife.
Well, is he, like, retarded or what? Is he a drug addict?
No,
I've never seen him.
He's just a baker, and he got his hand chopped off, so, like, the whole time he's giving this monologue, he's waving around this big, like, wooden hand. Like, he doesn't have a normal prosthesis. It just looks like George Washington's teeth encasing his hand. It's great. I don't know, man. Call me a Mo. I enjoy me that movie.
So Sharon's up with splinters in her seat.
Exactly. Exactly. Splinterlingus. Welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papagiorgio. With me today, Will Papagiorgio.
And I almost called out.
Pimp by blood, not
Aren't
relation.
You lucky?
What? You almost did me like that?
Yeah, but no, I scheduled the band stuff for afterward.
Thank you. Thank you. In your two endeavors that are going to go nowhere, I'm glad I was prioritized. You can listen to us live every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. at fcac.org/WEBR. We're also syndicated on Edge FM. Show archive, which contains old episodes of the show, as well as my writing, in papasbasement.com. Tweet me at papasbasement. Get in touch with Will at Billy Basil. If you're a comely young lady, have nudes ready. Just save yourself the time. Save him the time, more importantly. Just add him, he'll add you back, and get him on that direct message. Give him the Anthony Weiner. I think we can get rolling. I think we did it. I think we did it in record time. There's a lot of Lemmy left on that bitch. Reach around, hit stop. Yes, I said reach around. And we may begin the show with no Kate again.
That's a shame.
Well, thanks, Will. Thanks for poisoning that well. But no Kate for the second week in a row. She is...
Is there any Kate even when she's here?
Kate, I like Kate when she's here. I feel she her energy adds something.
Her crocheting on the air.
It's calming. It's like watching goldfish when I watch her crochet. How's that? But Kate's not here. I woke up to a text at about 10 or whenever I wake up.
My toile is bleeding.
It was 12:30. No. No giny problems. She just randomly enough said, hey, if you don't really need me, is it cool if I don't come in? I'm going to be packing for Peru.
Is it cool if you get fired, bitch?
Yeah, exactly. Fired from your non-paying gig. I don't know why she's going to Peru.
Because she's Peruvian?
I.
She's part Inca?
Seriously, like, you go there, what, to eat their delicious guinea pig cuisine?
Churros.
Yeah, I can only imagine she's going there for her boss, Frank Lopez, with her associate, Omar Suarez, and then Sosa will kick him out of the helicopter and say, don't F me, Kate, don't ever F me.
Is she Peruvian?
No, I don't know what the hell she is. I thought she was Mexican or something.
Mexican Jew?
Well, the Jew name was from the former husband.
I don't know.
She's not Juan Epstein.
Puerto Rican Jew.
Yeah. But it's a shame she isn't here because I kind of want to talk about her pole dancing final, which I witnessed last week. It's a shame and it isn't a shame. I guess maybe if things veer in the direction you'll probably take them, probably best she isn't around to hear all that.
Well, I was hoping you could like bring up pictures of these girls on Facebook so I could systematically tear them down one by one.
I only have one picture on the phone.
Oh, from the thing itself?
From the event. Because it was very, very open, as we'll get to. It was not, it wasn't a normal strip club where they pat you down for any recording devices.
Because it's not a strip club.
Well, let's summarize what happened, and we can move forward amicably. Last week, after the show, Kate, our sometimes co-host, had a pole dancing final. Like, she took a pole dancing class, which I guess is all the rage.
White people.
Yeah. She had her pole dancing class, and it was a year of this crap, according to the brochure I was given once I was at her recital or final or whatever the hell you want to call it.
Was there one non-white broad at this thing? Not that I'm complaining, but...
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
An eggplant?
I know you want to pigeonhole it. There was no eggplant.
Latina?
Yes. Yeah. A couple Latinas, a couple Asians.
Oh, of course the Asians.
Yes.
Systematically.
White junior.
Learning how to be quote-unquote sexy by the book.
Yeah, exactly.
Executing all their moves
studying it
perfectly.
Like they did math so many years ago. Crushing it like calculus.
They probably think of like oblique angles.
Yeah. It's Will, you didn't come along because... Last week, you looked at the invite, the Facebook invite page for the event, and we kind of went through and we howled and otherwise mocked the appearances of everyone who had responded, except for Kate.
Yeah, I would just go to the gym because I'm selfish like that.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to do anything for Kate.
Or
Kate,
anyone else.
I know. Kate Kate does nothing directly for you. For me, Kate
so
comes into my
think.
Show and helps out, and I never... ever go see any of her 6 trillion bands perform, and she invited me literally to watch her strip, and I'm like, if I can't do this, what can I do?
Well, do they actually strip, or is it just pole dancing?
They get down to like very little. I mean, they were dancing in like real like ass hugging short shorts and like bras.
Oh, but they actually start out like with more clothes on.
Some did. Actually, only Kate did. Only Kate really like treated it like a whorish striptease.
Yeah, it's not a burlesque show. Like, I thought it was
well,
all about the moves.
They were kind of trying to channel the burlesque vibe. It's that same thing where it's like, oh, we're women reclaiming this. And it used to be the province of guys, like, howling at us and flinging their seed a la multiple Migs.
She just balled up a single dollar bill and thrown at them.
And then screamed, pick it up with your seed.
Throw loose change.
Yeah, exactly. Stick that in your twat. Channeling you. But I get there. I'm picked up by Rich Killiam, who thankfully isn't on the show today, replacing Kate. Love Rich, but not so great behind a mic. And he's blasting synth pop, you know, like just Depeche Mode, New Order. The crap I'll listen to by myself, but when it's just you and another man in the car... And he's, like, just taking delight in seeing how much you squirm by turning it up and, like, rolling down the windows. And just
in a VW Bug.
In a VW Bug together. Like, might as well just
Lime
have
green.
The flower in the goddamn dashboard still. It was uncomfortable. So we finally get there. And the first two people we bump into out front, it's a couple. At this studio where Kate is going to give her pole dancing final. It's a couple. And sure enough, they're there to see Kate.
Who are they? Her coworkers or something?
The guy is in one of her 1,000 bands. one of the drummers, I think. I don't remember.
Just trying to remember the drummer name from Wayne's World. Who's Anthony? Who's Anthony?
As he listens in on
this. He's my drummer, you a-hole.
Oh, my God. And then he starts humping the statue. Oh, God, what a good movie. And the guys, I want to say, I can't really gauge his age. Let's go with 40. In glasses. 38. White, in a polo shirt, little paunchy. 38, 40, sure.
Skull it. Give you what kind of hair?
Just a short, not business in the front, party in the back, all business. It's close cropped. He doesn't look like a rocker. He looks like a guy who works a 9-to-5 and then rocks every month or so.
Or I was gonna say plays weddings for extra Skrilla on the side.
Could be. Oh God damn it! Call this early. Thank God. False alarm. Thank you, Lordy, for taking care of that one.
Didn't you hang up?
We're not gonna talk about that. It's divine intervention, Will. So we get to talking, and within seconds, he reveals he's there for Kate. And it got awkward real fast, because kind of the instant his wife had turned her head and wasn't paying attention to the conversation that really Rich was having with this guy, and I was just enduring.
Rich, the guy who doesn't really know Kate.
Yeah, exactly. Doesn't know Kate, but is there to socialize. Doesn't mind socializing. To me, it's nails down chalkboard. I just want to come here, see some half-naked broads, get points as a friend, be like, see, you've done my show 30 times now. I did this for you. And then walk out the front door. Yeah, exactly. Just selfish. Just fling that in her face for the next 2 years. Remember that time? I went. So the instant this guy's wife has turned her head, he leans in. And I'm like, oh, no good's going to come of this. Oh, God damn this. And I was right. He goes, and I mean, he gets like this lustful look.
Oh, no.
And he's like, so is Kate really going to strip at this thing?
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, you horny, disgusting F.
So all this time he's been like, taking hidden cam upskirts from his kick drum.
Exactly.
Like pointing right up her culo.
Exactly. He's wired the back of her pickup so they're aiming a camera right at her chotch.
Oh, so he's been beating it thinking about
probably
Kate.
Like sniffing the back of her bass or whatever the hell she plays. Just like, yeah.
Waiting for her to throw her stage towel away. Just takes it out of the trash can and uses it.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Uses it during, uses it at his cleanup.
What's the wife look like? Nah.
Average 40-year-old broad. Not an object of wild lust and...
So Kate's hotter.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah, so this is... You realize immediately this guy goes through life just nursing an atomic hard-on for Atomic Kate.
Which... He's only using one drumstick.
Oh my God! How are you hitting that bass drum?
Plays his snare like slapping his meat down. God
damn. Like she has to bend over in time the snare. Oh my God! Yeah, so that immediately sets things off in the wrong direction. I'm already like, oh, I have to take a call. I just walk out the front door. Rich follows. He's like, wow, that was that painful to you? Socializing
flesh
is that horrible?
Colored clave.
Yeah, and I'm just like, that was gross and creepy, Rich. And I hate people to begin with, but that really made things weird.
Did you inform her afterward?
No, that's kind of our little secret. We'll talk about that later.
That'll come up eventually.
Yeah, it kind of came up in passing. I didn't get into, like, how lusty he was about things.
Your drummer wants to insert his sticks in you like a goddamn pencil
sharpener.
Yeah,
well, it sucks. She'll then be like, well, which band? I'll be like, I don't know, and that's where it'll die. So I walk back in, and I look for the studio where these broads are actually going to be. And I poke my head into two studios, and both are filled. Again, I was expecting just kind of, like, slovenly... I work 9-to-5, and this is my only exercise, and I think it's fun. And it only burns, like, 20 goddamn calories, but it's fun, so I'll call this exercise, and then I'll justify, like, a double scoop of sorbet at Wegmans afterward with it.
No, because most fat chicks won't get in skimpy clothing around other people.
Well, there were a few women that shouldn't have been as comfortable as they were, Will. We'll get to that. But overall, the talent level was not bad.
Did one of their names start with a K?
No. One of their names did not start with K and occasionally host on this show. But at that point, I was like, I was pretty hyped. I'm like, I am in for a treat. I was expecting some dogs, but this should be good.
What building was it? Like a school or what?
It's like a little almost Curves-esque type gym where it's located in a strip mall.
Oh, okay.
Cough button, flawless. So we sit and we wait and we wait. And they told us to get there at 7, and it didn't start till 8.
Women.
Dude, an
hour?
That yeah, was a good line. I was pretty pissed about it by the end of it.
20 minutes? Even like if you go to see a band, they're not late an hour.
Guns
N'
Roses in their heyday. Maybe where Axl struts out at 12:15. And every promoter hates him because due to the union prices, he's just cost them $60,000.
Yeah, dude, that's...
But we wait a full hour, and the entire time...
How long is the presentation? Like an hour and a half? 2 hours?
40 minutes. We waited an hour for a 40-minute show. I'm glad you reminded me of how brief it was.
Aye, aye, aye.
Maybe 40 minutes.
So
it's like
you waited 133% of the time.
It's eight chicks dancing to three-minute pop songs.
Oh, they get one song each?
Yeah, and like...
Don't they know titty bar etiquette? It's two songs.
Two, exactly. And in the first, you're in your slutty little cocktail dress, and then the second, it comes off, and then you pop everything out.
Yeah, the first one's to, like, garner the attention of whatever dudes find you attractive. Second one's get them to the stage.
Exactly. You look, and you're like, ooh, what a lovely lady. I wonder if she'll get naked this eve. And then, sure enough, her coos is out.
God.
That's... By the time the chorus of Pour Some Sugar on Me has... ripped through the audience.
So how many scooches were there total? 20? I can't do math.
Dancing or in the audience?
No, dancing. Like, how many songs were there?
I want to say about 8 songs.
Jesus Christ.
So you're talking, realistically, 32 minutes in between the broads with, like, a 6-minute opening number, and they had the instructor who taught them all emceeing the event. And she was a...
She doing the DJ voice?
No.
Next up to the stage
is Diamond. Diamond, get out here.
Remember to tip your bartenders.
Is that the opening motorcycle rev of Girls, Girls, Girls? I think it is. Diamond, report to the front.
Don't be shy. Grab your favorite lady and ask for a private dance. They don't bite too hard.
God damn. Oh, my God. Now,
I've been to more strip clubs.
That's true. That is... You probably wake up in the middle of the night talking like that.
One thing that stays the same is that guy.
Oh, they...
Anywhere in the country, that
they
guy
literally...
Like,
I have a friend who used to DJ at one. He's like, they tell you indirectly to talk like that. Like, you'll do your normal voice. They're like, I don't know, more energy. And
you don't
like,
seem to be pumping the crowd up sufficiently.
Yeah, and they just keep goading. And eventually you're like, oh no, he doesn't want me to. And it's like... Starla, come out here, pour some sugar on me. And they're like, thank you.
Passive aggressively directing
you.
You
yeah,
that.
Exactly. Just like, I'm not saying you have to give me head, little lady, but nothing else is managed
like
to turn
same
me on.
The same thing when you watch those, like, quote unquote, hidden camera porns.
Yeah.
Where they don't think they're auditioning for a porn. And then, sure enough, they coincidentally take it in the A 5 minutes later.
Yeah. So you've never done anything like this on film before, right? No.
Really? I'm sorry, but if you want to get paid $5,000.
Yeah, backroom casting couch.
The nudes alone only pay $200.
Okay. That won't buy me much heroin. So this girl's working the crowd in a human voice, and she's a very hot Asian, and of course my companion Rich has, like, yellow fever.
Yellow plague.
Oh, God, exactly. This,
you know, he's been with non-yellows.
Oh, the yellow is recent, but it has taken hold. Huh. He's gone from yellow HIV to full-blown yellow AIDS very quickly. No immune system there. So he's, like, drooling looking at this chick.
See, I never saw his ex. Was she, like... See, you have the Americanized Asians, who I can find hot, and then you have the Asian Asians.
Who just have the hairy boxes and little black bars over their eyes.
Yes.
And you touch them, they go... Just that horrible, you don't know if they're getting raped or banged.
Yeah, the kind where,
audio
like...
track.
they get terrorized on game shows and Asian men in business suits just laugh.
Yeah. she was more American.
No, so like the whore makeup?
Enough, yeah. She knew how to fake an eyelid.
I was going to say, they have to paint their eyes on. But...
Yeah, she knew how to fake an eyelid.
Nice.
Wasn't bad. Wasn't
fakes?
Bad. Implants?
Yeah.
No, I would have encouraged him to marry an Asian woman with implants. I mean, that's a pretty good mix. I'm not the biggest fan.
They just got nothing. So it's like if they want breasts, period, they got to buy them.
Yeah.
And of course, yeah, they weigh 90 pounds.
Yeah, you're right. And like 20% of it becomes bowling ball.
And like there's this hoagly old Asian chick at my gym.
Oh, you
she's got to be like 50, but...
But you look.
I'd F the S out of her. She's got these like just halved cantaloupes strapped to her chest.
Just no attempt to have them maybe make sense where you could possibly justify
them. And she will just air them out. So it's like if she's wearing a tank top...
like pull them out of the sports bra?
No,
like,
but she'll pull her shirt up and just like expose them in the bra while she's on the treadmill.
What were we talking about?
I know. It's like she's so old and no one like gets on her for it because she's got to be pushing 50. Definitely 40s. And face like when Predator takes his mask off.
You are one. Like, yeah.
But it doesn't matter. And more women need to learn that. It only costs 10 grand to be attractive to everyone.
Yeah. It does.
Small
help.
Price to pay.
It does. If you don't have much doing, just fix it.
Even if you do, just scar them up.
Well, we're not with the little Franken nipple around the perimeter.
Very few. God, I mean, a nice pair of natural ones, that's like one in a million.
Oh, they're so precious, though.
Yeah, but so most chicks don't have them. It's easier for a woman to get $10,000 than it is to be born with those kinds of genes.
I guess. Yes, we haven't perfected stem cell gene therapy to give you the tits of Sophia Loren in her heyday.
No. This,
we'll get to that after the show. I'll send you some files.
She's 70, so
can't join you there. Joining you in spirit, not in actual action. But this Asian chick's hot, and she's waving in the other instructors. Like other instructors, this is one of many horror academies in the area,
right?
And the other instructors are walking in, and they're all stunning. I mean, like, these chicks could make a fortune on the pole. Good looking. Not me just being nice. They look like the top chick at the queen bee. You know how there's, like, one girl who rules the night anytime you go to a strip club?
Yeah.
They look like that. There's, like, three of them. There's a
you
triumvirate.
You never go for them. You go for the old haggard one.
I'll
give you a handy in the champagne.
I know. You give me the lessons that a lion hunting on the Serengeti would give its young.
Choose it's the like, oldest and weakest.
I know that young buck in his prime
can outrun
delicious
me.
Flanks, but you're going to kill the old one at the cataracts because that's what you can get.
Exactly.
So they walk in, and I'm like, well, this is damn good.
Any corked bats?
Yeah, two pairs.
Nice.
Two of the three instructors had corked bats.
How big?
Big enough where you would be disappointed happy.
Like CD?
Yeah. You'd be like, yay, for 5 seconds. Then you'd be like, make them bigger.
I want half a basketball, goddamn it.
Yeah. So I'm pumped. She then ushers in the students. And it's... I don't really care because so far the girls are pretty clothed. And we're in a little studio that in this hour that we've waited has filled with not only friends, but in some cases, family.
Oh, that's creepy.
Killiam shared your sentiment. He was really creeped out by it. But even the friends weirded him out. I wasn't weirded out until I saw like a very old, bald Latino man. Like literally, yeah, looked exactly like the guy who tells Andy in the 40-year-old virgin, life is not about butthole pleasures.
Oh, that guy's like 70.
Sartouche, yeah, exactly. But he looked like a bald Latino version of that.
So basically the janitor at any local gym.
Yes.
If you need a visual.
There was
the guy who picks up your gym towel.
And he was in like the tucked in pink polo shirt with the paunch hanging over and the visibly erect nipples on the man boobs through the polo. And I'm like, that is going to ruin things for me as the night progresses.
Knows nobody in the classroom, like even indirectly.
Oh, he did.
Oh.
And oh, it gets weirder.
This is his daughter. His Iha.
We'll get to that. So these broads start dancing, and a lot of them are really tight bodies.
Like, what are they wearing?
They are in...
like stripper clothes, or just, like you said, kind of gym-ish clothes almost?
They're in, if I told you to dress up, we're playing burlesque, or something, like a corset, and maybe short shorts. And
it's kind of a weird mix.
They're all in, like, the hooker heels.
Nice.
Those big clear ones that you can clomp together and it sounds like a counting horse. And they're dancing around in that. And some, you know, we progress through our songs because eventually it then becomes every solo chick's song. Like we start with the opening number and it's all of them.
Oh, okay. Like there's enough room for all of them to do it simultaneously or is it kind of like one follows the other?
There's like 14 poles in this. It's like nipples on a mama dog.
Yeah, because those poles are not really attached to the ceiling, right? It's just like...
No, they are. They go up through the ceiling. Like, they have the tiles pulled out, so you can see them anchored to the wood.
But they set it up specifically for this?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's not a converted firehouse or anything like that. It's 14 poles, just two rows of seven.
Mm-hmm.
And all the girls can do their opening number, and then it's like, all right, here's your solo shot.
So it's synchronized, though, when they did it together?
Yeah, yeah. And it wasn't, you know, it was a little annoying because every girl in the audience is cheering after every move, like looking for the moves. And it's like, woo, you pulled off that double twist, sister. It's very like girl power.
It was the ping pong ball.
Exactly. I'm just like holding up a balloon. Hit it with a dart. Do that. And, you know, you're just looking for an accidental like tee to pop out or you're ogling. You know, you're like, oh, that chick's in a pose. Like, some of them are in poses, like, bent over chairs where their boobs are, like, struggling against that fabric to flop out.
So it's kind of like that show we saw in Vegas, almost.
Yeah. Yeah, the burlesque show we saw, Fantasies.
Right.
It was, like, the clothed portion of that, the bad portion. And you're rooting for gravity to do its work, and sadly, fabric won the day against gravity. But the girls start doing their solo shows. And the first is this very tall, very leggy brunette. Really good-looking chick. And it's a good enough show, sure enough. Second one comes out, a very scared, timid little blonde thing. But again, a good physique. And this is just time I would have been sitting watching Netflix, just crushing, like, original episodes of Star Trek or something like that. So I'm like, you know what? For $0 and I'm getting friend points, this is great.
Free food or no?
No. Sadly, it's not like the green room here where we can steal from the source awards, as I like to call them.
That gives me an idea.
Yeah.
I don't do that nearly enough.
All of a sudden, this squat little golem of a woman hops out with thunderous thighs and starts wiping the pole up and down. Like, just like... like, deafening, totally covering the words of the hot Asian chick. Making it all about her all of a sudden, climbing up, looking like a fat little baboon.
Wait, why are they wiping the poles? Just because of sweat? See, like, actual strippers do it because, yeah, they'll rub it.
Because there's coos on it.
Yeah.
You will get on a pole after another dancer did, and then you get off, and it's like, oh, I'm pregnant, and I have herpes.
My hand seems to be covered with warts.
Exactly. My fingers fell off.
You look like that thing in the Pantera video where it's like, it's undulating. It's like all the purple warts.
And she's wiping it down so they can get a grip.
And you're just hoping it's the janitor or something. Or you already know at this point.
It's just a broad that works there, but it's like the ugly fourth instructor that they really didn't introduce or make a big deal out of. And she just comes out like Quasimodo operating the bell and then trots back. And for the rest of the shows, these girls come out, and this girl has to pop out right afterwards and suddenly act like this is the most slippery surface known to man, and she has to put this traction cream on it between every almost dropped it there. Between every effing performance, putting this grip cream on it, climbing to the top of their tubby little thighs, and you're like, oh.
Grip cream?
What a boner killer. Yeah.
I ain't the smartest man in the world, but I would think cream on a pole would tend to make the
lube
grip
it up
a little bit worse.
And it was like in a bottle that looked like the same stuff you J.O. with. Like, it literally just looked like hand cream that she's whipping on this.
I know the kind.
And she's just making it about herself. Like, a girl comes out, and she's, like, running back out. She's like, whoa, hold off for a bit. Let that dry off for, like, 20 seconds. And it's like, oh, you little troll.
Mad at the world.
Let these princesses, these beautiful stripping princesses, have their day. You disgusting, stout-thighed little dwarf.
Ugly women.
Yes. And,
I was going to say, it's probably like skin exfoliant. Like, you ever have a chick rub that on you? Or it's like the ground up rocks in it almost.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
that's my only guess is
like
what it could be.
They're sawing it down like a goddamn prison bar in Alcatraz. I don't know what it was, man. She just hopped up and made a big display of having to lube up the pole every effing time.
So it's like Kramer as the ball boy?
Yeah.
At the tennis match.
Exactly.
Like,
you can't
it's about
help but
you.
Watch. It's all about them all the time.
It reminds me of someone we know.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. Who does that remind you of? It looks like someone we know.
No, yes, it does. One dog's looking that way. Another dog's looking that way. So what?
One dog's looking east, one dog's looking west. What's your point?
So finally, Kate gets out. And Kate's dancing to Hot for Teacher.
I thought you did the edit for her.
I did.
Oh, I thought it was for Pour Some Sugar.
I think I've done a couple things, but this was Hot for Teacher. And out of all the girls, Kate is the only one who actually stripped. She came out with like her hair in a bun.
I was going to say, did she dress like a teacher then?
And the glasses on, and like in a schoolgirl outfit. And it wasn't bad, man.
And so you shot your wad.
I didn't know. I didn't pull a drummer, which, by the way, Killiam instructed me to look over at this guy.
Furiously.
Oh, my God. Just like, honey, go to the car. I left my glasses, but you're wearing them. The other one! No, he is so red-faced.
Oh.
Like, he must be nursing the secret heart, like a pedo at, like, the Weeblo graduation ceremony. Like, he was just rivulets of sweat.
So why wasn't the phone out? Was that frowned upon?
No, you could take whatever pictures you wanted. I guess he didn't want the wife to be that keyed in, but he is just
yeah, you don't
red.
Want to be keyed in just because you took her there.
Yeah.
Like, you could have gone by yourself, be like, I know it's not your thing, but she's in my band. I have to do it.
You know I'd rather stay with you, honey. We could watch that that Fried Green Tomatoes DVD you love so bad again. No, it's just like red face and then Total Recall, where Douglas Quaid sees the guy giving him the pill and that one bead of sweat comes down his face, and that's the giveaway that he's like a fake.
Isn't that kind of disturbing, though? It's like, you know, 100%, like, you can visualize that guy just beating it as soon as he could. Like, the second his wife went to sleep that night.
I think even before that, she's like, why is your face sore? He's like, oh, damn Indian food I ate 2 days ago. Gotta get that out of me.
Goddamn bad time.
Yeah, ripping me up. So we watch Kate, and Kate's good. Doesn't make a fool of herself, doesn't fall, doesn't do anything.
Look, is there any pictures of Kate?
Maybe the rest of her like peanut gallery took some snaps. I didn't take any pictures. I took one picture, which was the finale, where a really tight-assed Latina... Fancy that. Real tight-ass Latina gets out and starts dancing in, like, shorts that are up to, like, her third vertebrae.
Oh, that's my favorite, where you see the bottom of the cheek.
Bottom
underneath.
Of the cheek just hanging out.
I remember I checked the oil, some chick like that in high school. Isn't that the best, like, when you'd actually, like, fantasize about a girl and then get with her later?
I've, like, maybe never had that happen. Like, maybe my entire sexual history is called the art of settling.
That is, like, one of the best feelings in the world. Like,
well,
turning your J.O. material into actual.
It's happened a few times. It's happened a few times. And you know what? I mean, not to just be Debbie Downer, the shine wears off quick.
I don't know. I mean, to me, yeah. I mean, that's like all women, but...
By the third go-around, you're like, oh,
you again.
Okay.
The same person you were last time.
Did you grow a third tit?
Total Recall.
Something doing here, yeah. Two TR references in 3 minutes. Go, so, John.
There were dogs sniffing at her back door.
Oh,
what
yeah.
You're saying.
Oh, yeah. And the bald guy with his visible nipplage is suddenly paying attention, like all fired up and smiling. And I'm like, oh, please don't let this be. Please tell me something. I don't want this to be this. And it was her dad. That was her dad, as she did a routine where she would just bend over and this like Latin half globe ass was just like fighting against the thin band of her shorts. And you're like, this should be so hot. And instead I'm looking at like his erect nipples through his top and like he's smiling and filming it.
You're probably enjoying it. From what I understand, a lot of kid touching in the Latin community.
Really?
Yeah.
Molestado?
Yeah. A lot of uncles, man, molestado.
Wow.
It's Homer Simpson.
To me, that is where the evening took a sharp turn for the worse.
Why? You'd be like, hey, I'll give you 5 pesos for that tape.
And a burro.
Shiny new mule.
A burro and a churro. Let me at it. And I will show you the picture.
All right.
Let me punch that up on my phone real fast. Make sure there's no picture.
But see, you could have taken one of Kate and had it not be pervy because you know her.
Mm-mm-mm. All right. Okay, he was in a bumblebee striped shirt. It wasn't pink. It was bumblebee.
Oh, I thought you were actually making a bumblebee man joke.
No. Literally, he looks like the Cheerios bee. Will, this is his daughter bent over in front of him, and he's grinning, and it looks like he's looking down her tees.
So while everyone else is photographing the dancers, you're just photographing this dude?
Yeah.
Ew, he's like on stage with her?
Like right next to it.
What the hell?
There
she
you
doesn't
go.
Look that good, but...
Well, it's blurry. She wasn't bad, man. And she was like a college kid, so it was all kinds of taut.
They were so weird. One thing, I have someone texted me and said it was sanitizer, but I don't know.
I don't think it was. She was going on about how it was to keep you from slipping, and yet you had to wait for it to dry or else it'd be that much more slippery.
And the other thing is...
Why wouldn't you put a chalk on it?
I used to F with this Hooters waitress, and she said, like, her family would come and eat there. Like, if you're a dad, how could you stand seeing, like, your little girl's ass hanging out?
If I had a daughter, I would become a Muslim. And, like, Black Hood Muslim.
Or African Muslim.
Yeah.
Get that taken care of with a couple of rocks.
Break that Coke bottle open.
Grindy, grindy.
Oh, my God. Man, that would not be high on my list of priorities. Because, you know, like, at least some angles turned around. She probably reminds you of your young wife back when she wasn't gross and old and had a
couple kids.
Oh,
God, you're so right. She does look like her mom.
Yeah. Yeah, and just, like, out of the corner of your eye, you have to be like, ooh, what is that piece?
I don't get
that. Oh, no.
I also don't get how guys, like, I'm glad I don't have a sister. Because it's like, how could you ever get with anyone who's uglier than your sister? And a lot of times if you have a hot sister, that's what you end up settling for. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, I guess she'll lord it over you with her posse of hot friends. And it's like they all come over and you've married this sow. And like right after you have the first kid, one of them's like,
I want to F you since
you
high
know,
school.
Steve, I've wanted you forever. And you're just like, no, no.
Such is
life. Why? And that's that.
That's why you always cheat.
And that's how families
that
die.
That always happens.
Yeah.
Always cheat.
Exactly. Marriage should not be...
Two simple words. Always cheat.
It should not be a contract. It should be an intention. Like, I'll try not to cheat a lot. Like, once a year.
Do the Bart Simpson. I can't promise I'll try, but I'll try to try.
Exactly. That's all a woman can ask for. Did you come home stinking of it? No, you did enough. You took a shower beforehand. You splashed on cologne. You lied elaborately. What do I want out of you?
What a giveaway. Like, just coming straight home, going to the shower. Like, any man does that on the reg.
Oh, yeah. You've been married to a woman 5 years. You really care. Like, I'm sure, you know, before that, you were coming home from the gym, just like, go down on me. Squats make it hard.
That's, like, one of the funniest stories I heard Anthony talk about on ONA. He's saying, I guess, I don't know, maybe he's like, or he used to just F with cars as like a hobby, I guess.
Yeah.
He's like, after cheating on his girl, he'd like intentionally spill gas or motor oil on himself.
Oh,
so it covers up the smell, and then he has an excuse to go like right to the shower.
I'm like, oh, God.
Damn engine.
Yeah. Hey, you know, racist Anthony. It's probably like, damn N cars. So broken down when they bring them in, leaking gas tanks.
I was just like, oh, that's brilliant.
Goddamn titsoons.
Like, if you're covered in oil, you really do have an excuse to get in the shower.
Oh, that is sharp. God bless Kubia. But it was a good time for me. Even, I mean, we got that good story out of it. You saw your friend half naked. Rich was weirded out the whole time because he's asexual.
Did she take any pictures? See, now I want to see Kate in this getup.
It was a good getup.
It'd be
nice
to see her look like a woman for once.
Oh, like gussy it up?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was seriously like, am I going to say crying amazing or one of those Aerosmith videos, the one that has Alicia Silverstone like stripping. Like that was amazing.
Do the SNL. It's a crazy amazing crying.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those songs. And yeah, it's her and Liv Tyler stripping back before 15 years robbed them of everything. And children pummeled their vaginal elasticity.
What the hell happened to Alicia Silverstone?
I don't get into that. That's so sad. I, as a kid, that video came out when I was 15. I must have pumped out, like, immeasurable gallons to the thought of Alicia Silverstone.
I never thought she was that hot. I thought she was cute.
I mean, like, L.A. would have a water supply if you hooked me up to a hose.
She was one of those people who's like famous when AOL first started coming out, and then like the fake nudes trade around with them, just like poorly superimposed on like some Playboy picture.
Like literally, you've just taken like Microsoft Paint and dumped peach on a bikini, and then you're like, let me chop this nipple off of a
How far we've come.
Oh, thank God. Thank God. Now we don't even have to fake nudes. Everyone has, like, cell phone recordings of them taking two Ds at once.
I don't get that either.
Thank you, technology. Thank you. But it was a good time.
All right.
You missed out a little bit.
Yeah.
Seeing Rich squirm, seeing Kate half-naked, seeing other half-naked tail.
I would have come. I'd catch up on my gymnasts.
You're a good man. I need to as well, and I'm just going to go home and, like, eat food.
I always come first.
Yeah. It's a good priority to have.
It is.
Well, with the remainder of the show, I want to talk about Rupert Murdoch and his gross whore of a wife.
I don't really know about the scandal. I see it on the TV because my gym, it's like four channels. It's NBC, ESPN, CNN, and I forget the other. Maybe Fox News? No. I guess
Fox isn't covering this too much, are they?
Yeah, I don't think we have it on our non-Nazi gym.
Yeah.
Unlike Olympus.
Where everything was Fox News.
So, yeah, I forget what the hell the fourth channel is, but...
Well, Rupert and News Corp are in trouble. That's the company he owns. Okay. Yeah. Because they were busted, I believe, hacking into the cell phone voicemails of a chick that got murdered across the pond, like a 15-year-old murder victim. And they're like...
Oh, because they're trying to break the story?
I guess get some cool leads on it, yeah. Be like, hey, guess what? Guess whose voicemail was on this dead bitch's phone, page two.
So whatever company he owns, part of it, I guess, is the phone company that she had the account with?
I don't even know if it's that. I think maybe they just employed hackers to some extent.
Oh, wow.
Like, I think it was straight up, like...
Because I was going to say, if it's theirs, then it is, in a way, their property, although I'm sure there's certain privacy agreements.
I could be 100% wrong on this, but I think it's like they totally went for hackzors, you know?
Oh. I thought it was something like with the prime minister. Is that something else?
Could be something else. Yeah. I think he's involved in it. Now we're spiraling out of control. John had to read just for this one.
All right.
Let's keep our scope limited, our hopes low. So he's in a lot of trouble, Rupert Murdoch. And... because of it, you're seeing him in the news. And I couldn't help but notice, but on his arm was a much younger woman.
I didn't realize how old and wizened he was.
He looks like his face is Jessica Tandy's P-word. It is just a disgusting lump of shapeless flesh at this point.
What was he, like 80s? 90s?
81. Somewhere in there. Hold on. Looking up Rupert. March of 31 he was born. So that would put him at 80 flat. Well, I'm kind of curious. I'm like, well, what is the background story with this arm candy? I mean, obviously she's a...
Is this like McCain and his wife or even more out of whack?
What is their gap? Because I never found theirs utterly gross. Should I?
I don't think age-wise. She's just pretty hot. And he looks like the way he looks.
Yeah, exactly. He looks like
T-Rex
something from, yeah.
With a bad facelift.
Like the dummy they rejected from Madame Tussauds or whatever. Like, oh, this one melted on the way over. Get this one out of here.
The like, sun shone directly on his neck.
Yeah. So I get to researching. I'm like, who is this younger woman? She's obviously an Anna Nicole Smith whore type.
Nice. Fake tatas?
No. I mean, not like gross. Yeah, well, I say gross when I talk about Anna Nicole Smith. In truth, that was one of the hottest chicks ever.
Oh, yeah, like 92, 93?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Talk that
about
was
like
body.
Producing gallons.
Yo, oh, yeah. That was like in the original John's cutting pages out of magazines, putting them in a folder and hiding them under his desk.
When did she become so effing gross?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't like to think about it. In my mind, she's still that like playmate circa 91.
Oh, God. Now that's the way a woman should look.
Yeah, not the biggest blonde guy,
just
but holy.
Two
God.
Effing sandbags like stapled to her torso.
Oh, she was gorgeous. I was in love with Anna Nicole.
It was like Marilyn Monroe with just 40 pounds of silicone pumped
I
into
loved
her.
I loved her. So I get to researching, and I find out this chick's name is Wendy Deng.
What?
Wendy Deng. W-E-N-D-I space D-E-N-G.
I Jeez. Hate anybody with an apostrophe in their name.
No apostrophe.
Oh.
I said space, I think. Did
Deng?
I say apostrophe? No, Deng. D-E-N-G.
Oh, Deng.
Deng. It's their language. It's not any fault of our own. We are good people that speak God's tongue.
And they're criminals.
Yeah. It kind of pains me. First of all, we'll take a guess.
Oh, wait, she's not Australian? You're talking about the...
She's a China woman.
Ching Chong. All
right. She's straight up from China land.
How old is she?
Yeah.
25?
Nah, it's not that bad.
Gross. Okay, so realistic 41?
You're really close, yeah.
38?
No. She is 42.
Oh, wow.
You were very close. And I'm bored, and I'm like, let me read the biography of a whore. Because, I'm sorry, that's what you are, marrying an older guy. I don't care how cool he is. Are you going to marry him broke?
She probably, like, auditioned for some... She probably auditioned for the role of Kelly Bundy or something. Like, it's a white family.
Yeah.
But I have another job for
you.
Yeah,
I got another better role for you. Pays great. Benefits horrible. I don't know why that bothers me so. I guess
let me look at this broad.
Yeah, come around. This is her. This is the most ghoulish old picture of her, by the way, on her Wikipedia. That's like the absolute ugliest she looks. And still,
she doesn't look good there.
No, she doesn't. But
what's a Google?
Hold on. Let me. Wendy.
You need arm candy.
Hold on. Some of the.
She's almost ugly enough to say she really loves him. I mean, he's hideous. He looks like Stephen Hawking out of the chair.
Yeah. Okay, that's the photo I saw. That's the photo I saw.
I mean, he's effing disgusting, but I don't know.
She ain't anything to write home about.
But, okay, just comparatively, though. Give me that. Like, there's no way if there's broke Rupert Murdoch walking into a bar, she's like, I want to speed bag those nuts.
Dude, I've seen that. Or just around here.
Just for any kind of money?
Yeah.
Well,
women are
think
terrible.
That, but I read about her, and she's actually like really accomplished kind of in her own right. And she has this history of home wrecking and banging older white guys.
It was someone's got some daddy
fascinating
issues.
It was fascinating to me. She is what, like, I think the grossest whore of a trophy wife I've ever read about. Let me give you the highlights. She's born in China. When she is 19, she meets an American businessman, Jake Cherry. And his wife, Joyce.
Hello, Joyce.
They temporarily relocated to China to build a refrigerator factory.
A refrigerator?
She asks the wife for English lessons.
Oh.
English. And she gets them.
Oh.
The couple then opts to sponsor a student visa for her, allowing her to go to Yale Business School.
First of all, what is this Mrs. Joyce thinking? Dumb bitch.
Oh, yeah. Oh. They're 30. They're 50, both of them, I guess. Like 50-ish, or at least Mr. Joyce is 50.
Yeah, and he doesn't want to put stones to some 19-year-old Asian.
Yeah. A 19-year-old fortune cookie. The average white guy, like, is nuts for Asian tale in ways white girls won't comprehend.
I don't get it. Had it? Have you?
Oh, a couple times.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I don't see it.
You know the difference between that and, like, white tale? They were bossier and meaner on average.
Yeah, they're not submissive at all.
No, they're little dragon ladies.
And, like, the one wouldn't even see me anymore because I raised my voice at her. God forbid.
Ugh. So get this. After entering the U.S., Deng lived with the Cherry family for a while attending university. At the time, Jake Cherry and Deng, 30 years his junior, had an affair. Jake Cherry demanded both get out of the house, and they married in 1990. So she's like 21, 22.
Oh, he actually married his mistress?
Yeah.
Big mistake.
Deng and Cherry's marriage lasted 2 years and 7 months before they were legally divorced, but he would later explain they only stayed together for 4 or 5 months, after which he learned she was banging someone else.
Yeah, no ass. She's trying to bang her way to the top.
But get this. It was enough for her to legally secure a green card through the marriage.
Yeah, that's why she married you, you effing 50-year-old saggy bald dope.
Then in 97... So, I'm not Asian with my math skills, but I think we said 68, so 97, she's 29?
I don't know. Yeah. I can't.
She's
born in 68?
Hold on, 68 plus 30 would be 98. Okay, so she's...
29.
29, yeah. So she's 29, meets Rupert Murdoch, and they marry like a year later.
So she's husband two or three?
It looks like two.
Oh, she just... was effing the other dude.
Just banging the other guy. I'm sure he was loaded as hell, though. Less than 3 weeks after he splits from his goddamn wife.
Yeah, I mean, she was doing it before.
She broke up another marriage. They have two daughters born in 2001 and 2005. So she was banging him when he was like 75 and 70.
Yeah, I wonder if he gets in trouble and goes to jail and loses a lot of his money, if she's going to stick around to support him.
Yeah.
What an effing fool. Never put a ring on it. Idiot. Hope he has an airtight prenup.
Yeah, for all this guy's cunning, I guess he's suckered in by, like, the charisma and the game of this broad and her youth. But, like you said, nothing really great on the eyes.
Yeah, like...
And she's obviously a conniving whore!
So, first of all, he could get better looking. He could F some, like, 20-year-old big-teed stripper.
I mean, God bless him for getting it.
Dude,
because
if you're
when I'm
a billionaire,
that old, you
can
just,
get whatever you want.
Youth is beauty. You can say any woman has aged well. You know who looks better than her? A younger woman.
Dude, if you're that rich, I mean, you could literally just pay an escort. Like,
which
by the hour,
do.
24/7.
And if you want kids, get a hot chick. Pay her like $20,000 to do the Petri dish route.
Yeah, just, ugh. To think like she actually loves you.
Yeah. She has played Rupert Murdoch, who has to be one of the most devious, cunning bastards on the face of the earth. I salute her. She is queen whore, but I salute her.
It's kind of like Sharon Stone in Casino. She screws over everyone,
yeah.
Whether that one person who plays them.
Oh, how great would that be? She just goes back to James Woods, this Asian chick.
What was his name in the movie?
Oh, God, Lester Diamond. The pimp and golf hustler. Yeah. And Robert De Niro is just giving the Rupert Murdoch narration to it. I could never understand.
That's exactly what...
Never make her love me.
I mean, that's why it's a good movie. It's true to life. Like, people are like that.
They're just warped from, like, childhood traumas and screw over people trying to do them good things. And, I, you know what? They deserve each other. They're both horrible. I see Squire at the door, so let's start Surf Rider. But she just... She impressed me. Yeah. I was taken back.
She certainly knows how to pick them.
Yeah. Well played. Well played, dang. Will, thanks for joining me.
You're welcome.
It's been a hell of a ride.
I had fun.
If you want to get in touch with Will via Twitter, although he claims literally no one has ever done that through my efforts.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't pay attention to things.
Attaboy. Get in touch with Will at Billy Basil on Twitter. You can reach me, John Papagiorgio, via Twitter at Papa's Basement. Again, the show is archived at inpapasbasement.com. And if you want to listen live, we'll be here again next Saturday between 3 and 4 p.m. at fcac.org/WEBR. You got Night Train Memories coming up next. And until next week, we are out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guests tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.